Hello, and thank you for joining me today. Now, before we get started, I want to warn you that I might get a little emotional today, as I have something to share with you that absolutely blew my mind when I saw it last night. Now, I want to start though today with asking you, what are you committed to? Tell me what you are committed to, and I'll tell you what you will be in 20 years. We become whatever we are committed to. Do you need to commit to a change in your physical life? Or maybe you need to commit to a change in your business life? Or is it a change that you need to make spiritually? If it's a change in your physical life, maybe it's your mood or your energy. Maybe you need better sleep. Maybe you need to commit to losing weight or having less pain. If it's a change that you need to make in your business life, is it that you need more training? You need to listen to encouraging podcasts? Or is it that you need to advertise more? Whatever the change may be, maybe the change though is in your spiritual life. So, let me tell you a story. 18 months ago, I became committed to being a healthier version of me, healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And it's the body commitment that blew my mind last night. So, I know you can't see this picture, unless by chance you were to go over to my Facebook page at Rhonda McClellan and check out this picture. On the left of the picture, you would see me at the worst that I've ever felt in my life and only 11 pounds shy of being the heaviest that I've ever been without being pregnant. I was actually standing next to my daughter, whom was only 2 weeks from delivering a baby, and I was so large that I actually hid her from the side view. Ugh. I made my mind up and I committed right then and there, the moment I saw that picture, to changing my physical being. Now, if you go and you look at the picture on the right, you see me yesterday. I've dropped almost 60 pounds and countless inches. I feel better. I have less pain. I have more energy. And the best part, I'm still losing instead of stalling out. Wait a minute. Maybe that's not the best part. Maybe the fact that I've done this with very little exercise is. Now, please don't get me wrong. I love to work out. But when you hurt so bad to begin with and you have such little energy, working out is very unappealing. Am I right? So here is my challenge to you today. Are you ready to change your mindset? Are you ready to have your own body transformation? Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Are you ready to get your spiritual closer to God? So, all of these things are not automatic. In fact, it takes an intentional commitment. You must want to transform your body. You must want to grow your business. And you must want to be closer to God. Then you have to decide. You decide to transform. You decide to take your business to the next level. You decide to grow closer to God. And make the effort. You have to make it the effort. You have to take action. And finally, you have to persist. Even when it gets hard, even when you don't feel like turning away the carbs or the sweets, you have to be persistent. Even when you don't feel like putting yourself out there to share for the day your business, you have to be persistent. Even when you don't feel like going to church, reading your Bible, or praying, you have to be persistent in order to grow closer to God. To change your life, you must change the way you think. Behind everything you do is a thought. Every behavior is motivated by a belief, and every action is promoted by an attitude. God revealed this thousands of years before psychologists even understood it. Proverbs 4:23, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So, imagine for a moment with me riding in a speedboat on a lake with an automatic pilot set to go due east. If you decide to reverse and head west, you have two possible ways to change the boat's direction. One way is to grab the steering wheel and physically force it to head in the opposite direction from where the autopilot is programmed to go. By sheer willpower, you could overcome the autopilot, but you would feel constant stress. You'd let go of the steering wheel and the boat would instantly head back to the east because that's the way it was internally programmed. You see, this is what happens when you try to change your life with sheer willpower. You say, I'll force myself to eat less. I'll force myself to exercise more. Drink less soda. I'll force myself to get out there and share my business. I'll force myself to go to church, pray, read my Bible. Yes, willpower can produce short-term change, like losing 11 pounds in 6 months because you work out and eat clean. But it creates constant internal stress because you haven't dealt with the root cause. For me, it was eating sweets and carbs. The change doesn't feel natural, so eventually you give up and you go off your diet and quit exercising, or you stop sharing the business, stop advertising, stop working, and then you go and you get a 9-to-5 job, or you stop praying, you stop reading your Bible, and eventually you stop going to church. You quickly are going to revert to all your old patterns whenever sheer force and willpower is what you're using. Change always starts first in your mind. So, for the speedboat, if we would change the mindset or the autopilot's programming, it would go a different way without the constant stress. For you, if you just make a difference, make a change in your mindset, the way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel influences the way you act. So take some action today. Change your mindset by changing how you approach the weight loss or your health goals that you have. Change your mindset by changing how you approach your business and its growth and taking it to the next level. Change your mindset by changing how you approach your Bible reading, your time with God, and going to church. So if it's a spiritual change that you're needing to make, I want to encourage you with this. Philippians 2, 12 and 13 says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Notice the words work out and work in. You see, in the spiritual aspect, the workout is your responsibility and the work in is God's role. Spiritual growth is a collaborative effort between you and the Holy Spirit. Let's think about a physical workout for your body's transformation. You exercise to develop your body, not to get a body. You've already got that. What about in your business? What's the workout in your business that develops your business? Because you've already got the business, right? All right. So, if it's physical, though, that you need to change, did you know I can help you with your mood and energy in the first 20 minutes of using the program I've been using? You will experience better sleep in your first night And you could lose up to 15 pounds in just your first 8 days. Who doesn't want to lose 15 pounds in 8 days? So what are you waiting for? Again, jump over to my Facebook page, Rhonda McClellan, check out my picture, and tell me, I want to get fit for fall. And you know what? Have a great day, y'all.